This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all just stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room. God, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Any input you have is cool. Seriously. And, you know, I know my daughter doesn't listen to the show, but apparently, what is it, October 6th is put money in your daughter's bank account day or something like that?
I thought every day was that day.
I was going to say that. Isn't that pretty much like 24-7, 7 days a week, 365 days? Am I missing something here? So let me help on national radio. No. Don't even check the bank account because you won't see anything. Anyhow, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, when I have an open hour like this, I call it open mic. Any topic, any issue, but you have to email it to me. Email me, joe@therealside.com. Tell me who you want to talk about. Who you want to talk about and what you want to talk about, that kind of thing. And I do appreciate, honestly do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I don't know. I'm not going to do the story now. I'll probably do it tomorrow night. But I don't know if you guys saw it. Now, this is not surprising. Somebody just sent me a note. And I guess on Tucker, there's a name, right? Tucker Carlson. Tucker had a lawyer from New York. Now, this is somebody who passed the bar exam. He has a license to practice law. Now, I'll probably play the clip tomorrow night because I want to cut it up a little bit. And, David, you kind of stole my thunder, but that's okay. I don't mind. I want you guys involved and engaged. And we have the same issue in California. It's just not as publicized. He hasn't been on Tucker's show yet. Where you have these people that are here illegally, okay? And they're lawyers. They pass the bar exam. They lie to pass the bar exam because they say, what do they say? Come on, right? They swear to uphold the Constitution of the state that they're in and the Constitution of the United States of America. And simply by being here illegally, they've lied. They're in contempt of what they believe they're doing. Now, I've been told by a California legislator there was something that I was doing that he thought he didn't have all the information. He thought what I was doing wrong. He said, look, I've got to tell my, you know, the people here about what you're doing. And when I explained to him what I was doing, he said, oh, that's okay. So they have to turn in anybody who's doing something wrong. Now, here you have an attorney who swears to uphold the Constitution of the United States. And guess what? Come on, think about it. Guess what? Right? He's not. And they're not doing anything about it. They're applauding him for being an illegal. You know, my cousin just got his law degree in Massachusetts, got his law license in Massachusetts. I'm not going to tell you his last name because, you know, some of them are liberals, some of them, they may not appreciate it. But they did it the right way. That family came here from Italy the right way. They came here with sponsors, very little on them. They came here. They made something of themselves. Pretty much, I think it's the seventh lawyer in the family, and there was no money to begin with. So don't give me that, well, they came over here with gold bars or something. Nothing. And he did it the American way, the way you're supposed to do it. So them I give kudos. Sorry, but to them I give kudos. You come here illegally. You know you're here illegally. You game the system. You play the system. I don't give you any credit. There's nothing honorable about these two guys. There's nothing honorable about him skirting the system, breaking the law, lying about his oath, and the state letting him get away with it. So I'm sorry. No. No kudos. No great job. None of that garbage. Not going to happen. Michelle Obama was interviewed way back last December. And it came as no surprise that she began bashing Trump right away. She made a bunch of disrespectful comments, even saying the United States of America has lost hope since President Trump won, right? Hope was gone. Like they had something. Like they brought hope. You know, just because you use the word, Michelle, doesn't mean you actually have hope. Just because you say it, see, this is the sickness of the far left progressives. Just because it comes out of their mouth, they believe it to be truth. If it's a thought in their mind, they believe it to be truth. It's not. Matter of fact, it's suspect if it's a thought between your ears. But America lost hope. Do you realize that the people that voted for Mr. Trump, not the highfalutin city dwellers. No, not the ones that think that they're right about everything because they're so educated. They're so educated that they're almost stupid in some cases. You think about the places that Hillary won in. You know, California being one of them. That would not be a badge I would wear. Again, the biggest exporter of fruits and nuts in the world, right here. I'm telling you. Middle America. The American people, the hardworking, not the hardworking Dems, not the hardworking Republicans, hardworking America people in those flyover states that you didn't give a crap about. They now have hope. They voted for hope. They voted to get away from you people. And when I say you people, I'm not talking about just the Obamas. I'm talking about the progressive socialist Democrats who think that they have all the answers. Those people don't want you, Michelle, or your type. They don't want you in governorships. They don't want you in house. Commercial. Because I am a capitalist. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You tiny-brained wafers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! Oh, I'm going to have so much fun this hour. You guys are throwing so much good stuff at me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me, and I so much appreciate you just being involved in the conversation. I don't care whether you're doing a Facebook feed or our live feed on the website. We do have an old-fashioned chat room on the website, because some of you people are not Facebook freaks, pardon the term. I mean it in the most loving of ways. But some aren't, period. And I'm good with that. Whatever way you need to get the information. I want to go back to what, I mean, I'm just on it with Michelle. And look, some of you need to hit up the website later on after the show, therealside.com. I want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Or you can also buy coffee mugs. You can, all kinds of things. Every little thing helps the show. Every little thing. Because I don't know, I'm not going to go into it in detail, but if you do some of your homework, you're going to find out a lot of us smaller. You know, I'm not Rush Limbaugh. Now, I don't ever want to be Rush Limbaugh for that matter, but I'm not Rush Limbaugh. And a lot of us in the regional conservative movement or world, okay, we don't make that uninterrupted money. We have plenty of people are backing out of shows like mine because they're afraid of what's coming down. They're afraid of the hits that they're taking, the garbage that's going on. So, you know, again, give up a cup of coffee, head over to my website, click on Patreon, and be part of the team. All right, so Michelle Obama was very concerned last December that the hope was gone for America because her husband no longer would be in charge. He couldn't be the dictator-in-chief. And I find it, first of all, so disingenuous because, and the Dems will never deal with this, ever, ever, ever. I mean, we've played clip after clip after clip where Mrs. Obama and Mr. Obama talked about how Mrs. Hillary Clinton, or Mrs. Clinton, I should say, how she was not fit to be president. I mean, in the 2008 election, that's their whole mantra was she was unfit, unhealthy, unfit. Did she take special classes? Did she get hit by lightning in the years after Obama became president, and now Hillary's all of a sudden, she was going to make everything better? You couldn't make a disrespectful comment to her husband if you were an old white guy like me without being called a racist, which is why the word racist doesn't really mean anything anymore. But she, because she's a black female woman, all of a sudden it's okay to rip up Donald Trump because he's an old white guy with orange skin? I'm not sure he's a white guy. Might be an orange guy. I don't know. Let's see. It's just all wrong. It's all dirty, dirty, nasty politics. It should never happen. That America has lost hope. Wow. She's so wrong. She is spitting in the face of middle America, and I hope you guys see it. Dem or Republican, decline to state, Green Party, Purple Party, whatever you are, I hope you see this for what it is. They don't see you as a valued member of society. They see you as an imbecile. Because you don't know how to vote or who to vote for. You don't get it. You don't understand it. You don't have the education to get it. The only people they cater to, the only people that are behind them, are cool daily Kool-Aid drinkers, are the city dwellers. When you live in real America where, you know, Mrs. Clinton, you guys never deal with the mistakes. Mrs. Clinton said she was going to put she said it, and she meant it. She was going to put the coal business, the coal miners or the coal businesses out of business. What was it, misspeak? I doubt it. She knew exactly what she was saying and what she was calling for. And then Judge Jeanine Pirro just ripped her a new one. And she had enough of Michelle, as many people have. You know, the Obamas just need to go away. No, seriously. I was fine with, see, even as a Republican, when George Bush walked out of the limelight, good. No more Bushes. See you later. Didn't want Jeb Bush either. No more Bushes. See you later. I'm not in love with the party or anybody who has an R in front of their names. I'm in love with people that actually will do the work, that love this country for real. Okay. Michelle Obama was quoted saying, see, now we're feeling what not having hope feels like. Well, Michelle, guess what? When your husband was in office, I felt like there was no hope, too. Maybe your husband wasn't the purple president. Maybe you and he really didn't care about people on the right. Because you never cared about my feelings. You never cared about what I thought hope was all about. You never did. She went on to say, hope is necessary. It's a necessary concept. And Barack didn't just talk about hope because he thought it was a nice slogan. He and I are so many, believe, what else do you have when you don't have hope? But what are you hoping for, Michelle? Were you and Barack hoping for a utopian, socialist, progressive society? Is that what you hope? Because that's not what the society is. It's not what Americans want. You know the proof? You're gone. Hillary's gone. You lost governorships. You lost the House. You lost the Senate. Shall I go on? They don't want your garbage. And what's really funny is when you see the polls And they're not liking Trump, which I think this whole thing is a crock, because I know a lot of Republicans, and none of them have been called and been asked. But even so, your polls don't match. He's in the tank. He's 31% liked, not liked, whatever. Well, guess what? Congress is down at, what, 11? But that's not even the point. He may be at that level. Like, you know how many people say? 70% of them said they'd vote for him again. That should make you shudder. Seriously, you should be shuddering at that thought. Here it is. They don't like, you know, I worked for bosses I didn't like, but I had respect for because they could get the job done. I just didn't like them. I didn't like their personality. It didn't jive with mine. But I knew they could get the job done. So you're confusing things. You're trying to make people think if you're liked, you'll do well. Well, that's not true, because I find that people who work hard at being liked are usually squishy and spineless. They don't know how to make decisions. They're too worried about what people are going to think. I don't care what people think. There's 3,000 other shows you go listen to. You think I'm wrong, you can't take it, go there. You want to engage me in honest conversation, then you call in. Or you write. If you write me an email just to be nasty, I've got to read it. I'm going to read it on the air. If you write it to have an honest conversation, I won't make fun of you. You know, Trump has been working for decades. Decades! You spent 8 years tearing this country up, and Trump has been working for decades to make the world as a whole a better place. Now, I'm not saying he's just some utopian guy and everything he does is perfect and right, because it's not. But when he goes in his cities, he really brings jobs. He really puts people to work. He really makes the areas better and nicer. And God forbid he makes money. That's the only thing that makes him a bad guy in your mind. We're going to talk about your husband's accomplishments when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
I was made to wave the flag. And I'm good with the red, white, and blue, too. And if you're not, maybe this ain't the show for you. I don't know what to tell you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got thick skin. You can't insult me. You can't make me feel bad. But I would, if you accused me of something without any proof, I would get out of the way quickly if I was you. Drop the bomb and run. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to hate. And you don't have to. You really don't have to. It's all good. So, I just got to get back to this. It is making me crazy. You know, these people are like a bad rash. They never really go away. They kind of hide under the skin for a while, and then they come out and with a vengeance and just irritate the crud out of you. And it's so wrong on so many levels, you know? You know, Now, Judge Jeanine Pirro went after her, and that's where I picked up the article, but I feel the same way the judge does to a big degree. I'm not as smart as she is. But I think that President Trump has given the country hope. The only ones that are really, 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 like, bubbling over that he needs to be impeached or killed, even people that I've been friends with for years, I am floored at some of the things they're saying about another human being. Which Trump is a human being, whether you want to hear it or not. And the things that they wish on him are so hateful, and these are the same people that would carry a sign and say, love Trump's hate. And when I bring that up to them, it's really funny, because I think if we hadn't had such a long friendship, there were things they would say to me that would really floor them. I mean, that would really be bad. And I'll say to them, but aren't you the one that keeps talking about understanding and love and not being mean and not being nasty? But look what you're doing. And you lose them. They're gone. Michelle, President Trump has given our country hope. For 8 years, we've been beaten down. We've been told how bad we are. We're too powerful. We're too strong. We're too self-righteous. We've been told all like a dad or a mother scolding her children because they're too into themselves or something, or too selfish or whatever. When they're the only countries that are bombing crap out of another country when they need to, and then rebuild them with better technology, better buildings. Yeah, we're nasty people. Trump's a man who's been working for decades to make the world better. Like I said, I mean, if you really go look at his accomplishments before he was president, you look at what he did for the black community, Jackson, Sharpton, and the rest of them couldn't match what this man did for the black community. When they go into the black communities, when in the 70s, when they went and built the projects to help everybody out, you know what they did? They made the black communities, they forced them to be dependent on the government. They put them in these ugly, disgusting, nasty housing projects. The crime shot up to the roof. Drug use shot up to the roof. Yeah, you did them a lot of good, didn't you? And it's taken them 20 or 30 years to get out of that mindset, and they're still not out of it. And the fact that you on the left really constantly have to pull the race card or the black card and say, they can't. I'm sorry. Who's the racist? Who's the one that's saying they can't do or they can't get or they can't be? They can be. Nothing. Absolutely. I was talking about my uncle. My cousin just became a lawyer. Oh, yeah, well, he was white. That was different. No. Let me tell you what. When I grew up in the 60s and the 70s as an Italian, no. Maybe we didn't get treated like the blacks, but I'll tell you what. Wasn't that far away. We were garbage. We were junk. We were human turd. Trump is giving us hope. He's letting the little person know they can go back to work. The coal mines are opening back up. Oh, my God, we're going to be polluting the air. Nah, that's not true either. He has given more jobs to African-American females, your label, not mine, to women in positions like architecture, job foreman, and those kind of things than any other developer. He doesn't care what color you are. He doesn't care what size you are, what you have between your legs or don't have between your legs. Can you get the job done? Can you make him money? You know, when people, it's really funny how people say, look at, he's gone through his cabinet, he's changed this, he's done. Of course he did. You know why? Because he's not a politician. He's not going to put up with substandard people. You get somebody appointed in D.C., school districts have the same problems. They hire people for part-time jobs for a project, and they can never get rid of them. President put somebody in place. Look, if you're the manager of a company, if you're trying to get a job done, and the people that you have in place aren't getting it done, aren't capable, you find out they fall short, fire them. They shouldn't be there, and especially the government, because they're hurting people, they're spending tax dollars, and they're not getting the job done. Why is this so hard for the left to understand? So when he lets people go around him, when he fires people around him or accepts their resignation, they're gone? I mean, look at... What's the fellow that just left? I can't think. I'm so irritated. I can't think of his... Huh?
Christian Saucier.
No, not the guy we had on, but the guy that just left, that gave his resignation to President Trump.
Oh.
God, anyway, you figure it out, let me know.
Okay.
But he accepted his resignation. But even before he accepted the resignation, he was miffed. He was miffed that that guy would do something that would bring so much aggravation down the administration. And he knew what he was doing. He just figured he'd get away with it. And Trump, unlike the other side, didn't cover up for his guy. Yeah, he's gone. He needs to go. And he accepted his resignation that fast. The left doesn't do that. They fight for their people. They don't care what they do wrong, how they screw up, they want them to stay. Is it pride? What is it? What is it that leads them to believe that they should leave these people in place and all is fine and okay and wonderful? Because it's not.
Tom Price.
Price, that was it.
Treasury Department.
And that guy always looked like he was lost in the sauce anyway. But see, I got to the point now in my professional career, it doesn't matter what somebody looks like or what their little quirks are. Some of these people are geniuses. So you can't go by that. I don't always have to get along with you in order for me to hire you to do a job, as long as you get the job done. Anyway. Pirro went on to say that, to Michelle, that Michelle had lived a life only few can ever imagine. She was the second, I won't say the second most powerful person. She's married to the most powerful person on the planet. Any place she went, people would trip over themselves to make her happy, to make sure she had what she needed. You were the leaders of the American people, so to speak. You were the first, I know. Corey's going to write me an email and tell me to stop it, but you were the first African-American president and first lady, and you left it in shambles. You left the black community especially in shambles. Right? Hope is when 30,000 people, or 30,000 at a time, stand in line in the cold with their children, hoping to get a glimpse of a man they think can change the course of their lives. See, you were part of this, Michelle. You saw this when they thought your husband had hope, was going to make change. And he didn't. Because if you guys had really done the job, if you really had done the right thing, if you really had done what you said you were going to do, the 20 or 30,000 that waited outside in the cold to see Donald Trump would have been waiting outside to see Hillary Clinton. Would have been lining up to make sure that Dems got elected in every position across the country. You guys have no victories. You have no real wins. You have nothing but a long list of grievances and complaints. And not about yourselves, because you guys never do anything wrong. Ever. When you talk about President Oblamo's long list of accomplishments, if that's what you can call them. I mean, think about something. Again, the first African-American president had all these things that he could do. I mean, think of all the... All right, first let's talk about all the records that Mr. Obama set, right? The U.S. debt, sovereign debt, downgraded for the first time in American history. Right? Federal spending became 25% of GDP. Highest since World War II. What a joke. These are real numbers. These aren't made up. The budget deficit, 10% of GDP, highest since World War II. Federal debt, 67% of GDP, highest since World War II. Matter of fact, that number's not totally correct. Because when Mr. Obama walked out of office, it was 106%. Of GDP. We'll talk about more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Please stay with us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Hey, man. How did I go to school? No!
I like it. I ain't going to school no more. Well, A, I can't afford it, and B, you couldn't put me in a school. It'd make me crazy. Crazier, I suppose, would be the proper way of putting it. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, be involved, be engaged. I don't care whether it's with me. Well, I do. I'd rather you be with me. But get involved in the conversation. If a show has a chat room, they have a live feed on Facebook, you know, be involved. Don't be nasty or mean or be, you know, and I'm not speaking to anybody in my chat room. I'm just saying, when you get into these chat rooms, be open to conversation. A, it's how you find out how the other side thinks, number one. And then number two is maybe you can impart some info on them that they didn't know about you. It's like my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everybody who sees it starts up going like, oh, my God, another one of those right-wing guys. Well, why don't you read it first? Why don't you find out what I have to say before you label me? I mean, the left loves to label people while telling us that they don't like labels. Which is it? So I was talking about Michelle Obama and her talking about how America has no hope anymore. We've lost hope, which is a line of crock. They've lost hope, maybe. Dems have lost hope because their message
Well, they don't have a message, but whatever message they think they have is not getting across. People aren't buying it. You know, remember, Democrats had to vote for Trump. He couldn't win without it. Wasn't just right-wing nutjob Nazis that voted for him, which is what the left would love you to believe. No, you Dems lost the middle part of this country. You lost the hard-working Americans because you haven't listened to them in 30, 40, or 50 years. So let's talk about lost hope. Right? Let's talk about Obama, what he did with the hope that he was given, the trust he was given. As I said to you, federal debt went to 67% of GDP, highest since World War II. Employment at one point, 58%, one of the population was working, lowest since 1983. I think, wasn't Carter president back then? Or No, he wasn't. Not then. I don't think 83. Not at 83. Anyway. Long-term unemployment, yeah, somebody could look that up. You know, some of you guys in the chat room that got nothing else to do could look that up for me. Long-term unemployment, 45.9% total, highest since what? Come on, 1930s.
Reagan was president in 83.
Who?
Reagan.
In 83?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had to just get in then, probably soon. First term?
I'll tell you in a minute.
You tell me in a minute? We haven't got a minute.
81 to 89.
81, yeah, see, so it was new. He was young into the thing. And again, when he left, it wasn't like that, so that's good. But anyway, bottom line is, it's the worst since 1983. Remember, he was going to pull us out of all this? He was going to make life better? He was going to part the oceans? Everything was going to be wonderful? Remember all that? I remember that in the speeches. Increase in non-farm payroll employment was less than 0.5%. I mean, you think about all these wonderful things that didn't happen. Home ownership dropped to 59.7%, lowest since 1965. Which is funny, I heard them today blaming the Republicans for the banking failure, right? The mortgage and banking failure. They forgot it was Dodd-Frank, you know, Barney Frank. Remember him? Right? Remember when Bush and others were warning, Republicans were warning that things were going to fail, things were going to fall apart, and nobody wanted to listen? Not that we're right all the time either. Don't get me wrong. It's not what I'm saying. Percentage of taxpayers paying income tax was at 49%, lowest in the modern era. Government dependency, 47% defined as percentage of persons receiving. Well, let me tell you what. The number was readjusted in early January to 52%, which meant over half of the people in America, half of the Americans were on some kind of aid. All right? And these numbers come from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, not the real side. They come from the Office of Management and Budget, not from the real side. Some of Mr. Obama's personal firsts. Now, some of this stuff has been proven. Some of it, I don't know. I haven't seen proof. But unless this has all been debunked, remember, he was the first president to apply for college aid as a foreign student and then deny he was a foreigner, which is really funny because what the Dems will say when you question them about this is that, you know, kids, teenagers, kids going to college find all kinds of ways to try to get in for free. So he was gaming the system. Okay, whatever. A lot of people try to game the system, right? And then his Social Security number that doesn't match, right, from the state that he's never lived in. I don't know if you know that, that the numbers correspond. So, okay, let's chalk that up to another mistake, right? That not from him, but maybe the government screwed that one up, right? First president to preside over a cut in the credit rating of the United States. First president to violate the War Powers Act. First president to be held in contempt of court for legally obstructing oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. Hey, look, if you have to be first, you might as well be first in something everybody can remember, right? First president to require all Americans to purchase a product from a third party. Let that one sink in. First president to spend $1 trillion on shovel-ready jobs when there was absolutely no shovel-ready jobs ready, and he said it. He came out afterwards and said, yeah, I guess there weren't as many shovel-ready jobs as I thought. Something that's not on here, he's the first president that actually
try to fire CEOs from Chrysler and a few other places. Said, you got to go. You got to leave. I mean, what other president ever did that? That's a dictator. That's not presidential. Talk about not being presidential, right? First president to bypass Congress and implement the DREAM Act through executive order. First president to order a secret amnesty program that stopped the deportation of illegal immigrants across the U.S. Remember, he said it was one thing, and the Border Patrol office said it was something else, which is why they came out and supported Trump. They may not even thought Trump was the best guy for the job, but they knew Hillary was going to be more the same. Right? First president to tell a CEO of a major corporation, I just told you about this, Chrysler, to resign. You need to go. Because he's run so many big companies. He knows what needs to be done, right? First president to terminate America's ability to put a man in space. That's right. We have to rely on the Russians to get us up and down into space. Isn't that great? First president to cancel the National Day of Prayer and say that America is not a... Well, this is kind of misleading. Okay? He stopped participating in the National Day of Prayer. And he did say in his speech that we aren't a Christian nation. Right? First president to arbitrarily declare an existing law unconstitutional and refuse to enforce it. First president to have a law signed by an auto pen without being... Hey, you should always be the first, don't you think? You know, when something's leaked from the White House, you ever notice this today? It's gospel truth. When it's in the favor of the Democrats, it is gospel truth, unshakable. But when Obama was in office and something leaked from the White House, it was a lie. It's always a lie. Misunderstood. It was a lie. It wasn't true. This is why I say my mantra all year has been, Dem good, Republican bad. If a Dem says it, it's real, it's right, it's good. If a Republican says it, it's bad, it's a lie, and it's a problem. First president to file lawsuits against the states he swore an oath to protect. Arizona, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Indiana. Right, first president to withdraw an existing coal permit that had been properly issued years ago. They had a right to do. He killed the coal industry in that state. First president to actively try to bankrupt an American industry. Coal. See, coal. They're after coal because they think coal is so dirty. It's not the coal of the 1950s. Right? First president to fire... See, they forgot about all these things. To fire an inspector general of the AmeriCorps for catching one of his friends in a corruption case. Can't have that now. There's Chicago politics at its finest, is it not? First president to appoint 45 czars to replace elected officials in his office. Come on, think about that. So, first president to win a Nobel Peace Prize before he did anything to win a Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, this stuff in here that I don't agree with. It's kind of overstated. But when you look at what the president did, ex-President Obama, it appears, because I'm not going to speak for what's between his ears. First of all, I wouldn't want to get in there to find out. And secondly, I can't speak for somebody else. But it appears that his love for America was void, vacant, not there. When you look at all the agreements, and I got a list a mile long, when you look at all the agreements that he made, all the things he agreed to do, all the things he signed off on, I don't care who you are, you have to sit there and scratch your head. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Let them know what it's about. Tell them how to find us, how to listen to the show, how to pick up the podcast. Head over to the website. Give me your email address. Most of all, have a great rest of the day, and God bless.